PFT Media.
Is this the train to Desert Moon Musashi? Hello, I'm Mark Baratelli. Welcome to Orlando Opinions. This is not your mama's news. We are going to give opinions. We're going to be sassafrassy. We might get a little negative. We're definitely going to be positive. And when I say we, I'm talking about me because I'm all alone by myself as I have been my entire life. Because that's how my mom raised me. And that's how she is right now in her facility where she can't walk. Last night I went in and I had them change her diapers. You know, I shouldn't talk about that. But this is an opportunity. Look, I've been doing Daily City for 500 years, off and on. We've had our ups, we've had our downs. Now we're 100% on Instagram, but I haven't had the chance to like be me. I want to be free like a bird and fly over Orlando and poop on its head. I just want to release and uncontract and poop out a baby that is going to be this podcast. So this is going to be an opinionated. This is different. This is might have some cursing, might have some topics that might be offensive. So if you don't like any of that, don't unsubscribe. Just don't click on the Orlando Opinion episodes. Every week we're still going to put out the news. It's going to be normal. It's not going to be funny. It's just going to be straight and dry, 4 to 5 minutes long. And then if you want to get sassafras, come and click on the Orlando Opinions episodes. So last night I went to Evening Exchange, and that's this new event at the East End Market, and it's so good. It is so good. I love going to events because I do Orlando Flea. We've done three of them. We did one in September, one in November, and then again in March of this year. And it's a big shopping event with 35 vendors. And this is very similar. And it's just so cool to see other people doing what you do, because like last night, they had different vendors than I've ever seen. Some of them I were familiar, and some I've never seen. The layout is so cool because you wind up the stairs, and along the they have like an outdoor breezeway, and you can there's tables out there. Then you go inside. There's like a main hallway. They have a room set aside for classes. And last night there was the artist Harry. I know him as Harry, but his artist name is Akiros, Akyros, and he was screen printing live these tote bags. And I'm like, I want that for Orlando Flea. That's a good idea. And then, of course, there's you can get beer and wine, which is the first stop that I made. Because I go in there and I'm like, I'm so nervous because I just get nervous. Even if I get nervous walking into Target. Anyway, but Evening Exchange is a great event. It's every month. I don't know when, but it's once a month at East End Market. East End Market has been very friendly to me. I recently brought the newspaper. I did this little newspaper. I call it a newspaper, but some people might call it a flyer that looks like a newspaper. But I love it. I love print. I've always loved print. I love doing digital, but print is so just, I just love it. So they let me put the Daily City print version in their facility. It's on their publications bookshelf back in the back near Lineage. And then they let me hang a poster for Orlando Flea. So they're very friendly. I like going over there. So I went to two bakeries recently that were kind of doing the same thing. One was Paris Bon Me Cafe, which just opened in Mills 50. And one is Bread & Company, which opened, I think it's in soft opening or just opened at the corner of Fairbanks and Orlando Avenue, or Fairbanks and Mills, or Fairbanks and 1792. I'm going to make a complaint. This is called Orlando Opinions, and I have something to say. I'm Reba McEntire, and I have something to say. I want to call Mills, Mills. I don't care what portion of Mills it is, but Mills is Mills. I don't like calling it 1792. I don't like it. Is it, or does anyone call it? It goes to Orlando Avenue at some point. That's dumb. Please, can we simplify and streamline? It's Mills from now on. So if I was going to pick between these two bakeries, if I was going to recommend one, okay, first of all, go to both, support local, but Bread and Company is killing it. They have gloriously glazed, sweet and savory pastries. Now, I am not a foodie, so for me to get excited about food, is significant. I am not a foodie. I do not follow a lot of food accounts. I am not taking pictures of my food unless it's for Daily City. But they have these savory pastries with meat in them. They take these like hot dogs and it's like a croissant that they put a hot, but it's not a croissant. It's actually like a hot dog bun made out of croissant dough, and there's a hot dog baked inside it. And then they have this, it looks like it's a flat pastry with holes in it, and in each hole is a pepperoni. So it's kind of like a pizza, but it's thick and chewy. It's so unusual. They are gonna, I talked to one of the employees, and they're gonna open two more locations, one in Lake Mary and one on John Young Parkway. So go to Bread and Company, go to Paris Banh Mi Cafe, support, but definitely go to Bread and Company. They also have great branding. When I walked in, I thought it might have been a chain store because because they have products and bread products that are packaged, and it looks like, is this a chain? But I think they are trying to be a chain, but they're local. A big story that was very popular on our Instagram was the Wally's renovation. I only posted one photo of the exterior, and everybody was really curious about the interior. So a couple of days later, I went and knocked on the door. And this is the part that you don't see when you're gathering the news, is you have to go and knock on a door at Wally's, and like, they don't know who you are. And why are you here? They're busy. But it turns out that they were not like that at all. I talked to one employee who looked like he was in charge, so I gave him my whole spiel. I'm Mark Baratelli. I have an Instagram called The Daily City. We talk about local news. I wrote about your thing. 900 people or 800 people, whatever, like the thing, like the story about the exterior. Can I get inside and get a picture of it? And he's like, hold on, let me get the right person. Brings out a guy. It turns out he's the decorator. He's the interior designer of and exterior designer of the whole redo of Wally's, and he was real nice. And I said, "Can I get in and get pictures?" And he was like, "Nope, this is a secret." He wants to do a big reveal, and he said, which makes sense, right? It's like the re-grand opening of Wally's. You don't want it should be special. It should be like no photos should be leaked out or anything. And he said like every news organization is knocking down his door trying to get photos of the interior. And I was like, well, can I please just get a picture of the wallpaper and just show people that the wallpaper is gonna be there? Because that's what most people commented on, was is the wallpaper still there? And also, is the smoke smell still there? But I wasn't gonna ask that. But he was really nice. He liked what we wrote about the exterior, and he said it was very detailed and he enjoyed it. And it was cool to meet the person who's actually in charge of that. I didn't do an interview because he was in the middle of work. I really just wanted photos. And he said he would send me photos, a photo of the wallpaper. That's what he said. I gave him my phone number. The only piece of paper I had to give him my phone number was one of my Orlando Flea posters. I folded it in half so that, you know, it was a white, so that was writing on the back of the poster. And then I thought, this is so obnoxious to be giving my phone number to someone. And he flips it over and it's a poster for one of my other events. But then I thought, like, oh, maybe he'll look at it and go, oh, this guy's creative. I'm going to hire him and pay him $100,000. And then, you know, life would begin. They say life begins at 40, so I'm waiting for my job, Wally's. All right, we're going to stop it there. We're going to keep these short. Like I said, if you don't like the opinions, if you're like, I don't care about you, I just want the news, then don't listen to Orlando Opinions. Click on the news. We're still going to do that. That's going to be normal. No opinions there. But if you want a little bit of sassafras, if you want to see where this is going, maybe bring in some guests, maybe we'll do some interviews, or maybe I'll just sit here and talk to you about my mother and her diapers. My name is Mark Baratelli. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions by The Daily City. And remember, use the hashtag Orlando is wonderful, like my mother's diapers.
A PFT Media production.